This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky Tuesday said he fears Russia could use chemical weapons in Ukraine and urged the West to impose more severe sanctions against Russia to prevent it from using such weapons. His comments Monday in his nightly address came amid unconfirmed reports chemical weapons have already been used in the besieged southern port city of Mariupol. British Foreign Secretary Liz Truss said Britain was aware of the reports and was working urgently with partners and allies to verify details. She said any use of such weapons would be a callous escalation of the conflict, and Russian President Vladimir Putin and his regime would be held to account. Speaking to Britain's Sky News, British Armed Forces Minister James Heapy says if the reports that chemical weapons were used are true, there will be punitive action.
Let's be clear, if they are used at all, then President Putin should know that all possible options are on the table in terms of how the West might respond.
U.S. Defense Department Press Secretary John Kirby said the United States could also not confirm the reports of chemical weapons being used, but said if it's true, they are deeply concerning. Meanwhile, Britain's defense ministry said it expects fighting in eastern Ukraine will intensify over the next 2 to 3 weeks as Russia continues to refocus its efforts there. A ministry statement said Russia is withdrawing more of its forces from neighboring Belarus and redeploying them to eastern Ukraine. Meanwhile, Putin is in Belarus Tuesday, meeting with Belarusian President Alexander Lukashenko to discuss the conflict in Ukraine. Earlier Tuesday, Putin repeated his claim Russian troops are in Ukraine fighting neo-Nazis to protect Russia's security. This is VOA News. Some residents of the Chinese city of Shanghai have been allowed out of their homes as the city of 25 million eases a two-week-old shutdown triggered by high COVID-19 infection rates. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The easing comes after videos posted online showing what is thought to be people who had run out of food breaking into a supermarket and shouting appeals for help. The online news outlet The Paper reports about 6.6 million people will now be allowed to leave their homes, while the government says some markets and pharmacies also would reopen. The abrupt closure of most businesses and orders to stay home have left the public fuming about a lack of access to things like food and medicine. Washington's announced all non-emergency U.S. government employees would be withdrawn from its Shanghai consulate. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Police in India said Tuesday military rescue crews using helicopters have lifted to safety the last of some 48 passengers who'd been trapped midair in a remote mountainous area of eastern India after a cable car collision that killed at least two people Sunday. Police in eastern Jharkhand state said about 48 people were traveling in three cable cars along a steep incline leading up to the Tricut Hills when the cable cars crashed into one another late Sunday. Local officials said one woman died in the collision and another man died from injuries suffered Monday when he fell trying to climb into a rescue helicopter. One official said two tourists had jumped out of their cars in a panic and survived with minor injuries. It's unclear how high in the air the cars were stranded. Officials said the cable cars collided when one of them became partially dislodged from its cable. None of the cars fell to the ground, but all three became immobilized. The cableway takes pilgrims to the top of the Tricut Hill, which Hindus consider a holy place. At least 25 people are dead in the central Philippines after landslides and floods caused by Tropical Storm Megi. Police say the worst-hit area was the town of Baybay City in Leyte Province, where 22 villagers were killed in landslides that smothered several villages. The police say Baybay City, chief of police of Baybay City, Colonel Yeoman Kalata, said also six people were missing after they were swept away by floodwaters. The National Disaster Agency says at least three other deaths have been reported in the southern Davao region. Tens of thousands of residents were forced to evacuate their homes over the weekend due to landslides and floods caused by the heavy rains produced by the tropical storm, the first storm to hit the Pacific archipelago this year. At least 20 storms and typhoons strike the Philippines each year. Repeating this hour's top news story, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky says he fears Russia could use chemical weapons as Western allies explore the possibility that he already has. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News. We'll be right back.